Let's see, he's like 80.
Here's the thing. He's probably seen a... Sorry. Well, that was... He's seen some shit. Yeah, I was going to say, he's probably seen that. Like, at 80, I'm going to give someone some slide, because it's like, you got to be a certain type of person. Like,
Marlon Brando.
Dang. Yeah.
Like,
why would you expose?
Leave Marlon senility, like,
yeah, okay. So, bro, sounds senile a little bit. Cause like, what you doing? Cause like, cool. Maybe you did see Marlon Brando. Why are you revealing his info like that? Oh my lord! Is this that one Adam Sandler movie?
Wait, what?
I might be tripping. This is not that one Adam Sandler movie. This is a different commercial. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Yeah.
All right, Bruce. We're also, everything is good and recording. So whenever you are ready,
there it goes. High production values, so I can just slander James Harden and Paul George.
It's a great time.
I love it. I love it. Okay, let me pull up one thing, and then I'm ready to go.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's weird. All right, whenever you are ready.
This is the Bruce Poinsett Show, the world's most dangerous infomercial, and there's a lot of important things going on in the world. First off, free Palestine, stop the genocide, cease fire in Gaza and the West Bank right now. But today, we're talking about a few less important things because the NBA season has started, and there's a lot. Blazers are rebuilding. James Harden and Paul George are on the same team, and my head is kind of exploding because that is a lot of hate that I've had for like 10 years now just coming together. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know why they're doing Kawhi Leonard like this, but we will get to that. LeBron is in year 21, and I still haven't forgotten his I Stand With Israel post, but we'll get back to there. We've got a battle of the Slendermen and Wemby and Chet for Rookie of the Year. It's all happening. But first, let's bring it back to the Blazers. So, Dame's gone. We brought in DeAndre Dominatin Ayton.
Is that the nickname people have been giving him?
It is like opening press conference. He's like, call me Dominatin.
I love this friend.
So, It hasn't exactly worked out that way.
No. Nope.
You know, I think the Blazers put together like a 3-game winning streak. So, you know, we've got our high point for the season. Since then, let's see, Robert Williams got injured on Sunday. Probably looking at season-ending surgery. Good times. After game one, Ant Simons, you know, injured his thumb, out 4 to 6 weeks. Malcolm Brogdon got injured last night. Scoot Henderson, I think, rolled his ankle last week. So, yeah, it was a rebuild before.
Hey.
It is. Going for that number one pick, I love to see it. I love to had a lot of conversations about romanticizing the rebuild with friends before Dame asked for a trade and tried to warn people as someone... I was in high school. I remember Blazers of like Sebastian Telfair and Ruben Boomche. It's
great name.
It's not as glorious as you might think. It's a long
it's a long process. Rebuilding is never fun. As a Thunder fan, I'm watching it live. It's been for a few years. Rebuilding is not a good process.
I feel like at least with the Thunder, it was like, again, not glorious.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't there like a record-breaking, was it like loss against the Grizzlies, I want to say? Was that last
year? I think so.
Let's look that up, because I feel like that happened last year.
Under record-breaking Grizzlies loss. Also, yeah. The Grizzlies aren't looking too hot. Let's...
Oh. Yeah.
Without their star.
Without their star, and also decimated by injuries.
Right. True.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes, Thunder lose by NBA record 73 points and 152-79 loss to the Grizzlies. Yikes. And that was 2021. So, you know, yikes. A couple seasons ago.
Yeah, a couple seasons.
Ancient history, but,
it's pretty tough.
And like, it's fun to, like, you know, look towards the future and be like, because, I mean, everyone with the Thunder is like, but they have like 30 draft picks over the next 6 years.
Yeah.
And granted, right now they got Shea.
Yeah, he's killer. Great player.
You know, Chet's back.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about Chet and Wemby, but, you know, the future is looking bright. But whew, that is a
tough loss.
Like, I will never forget. Ha Sung Jin came to one of our practices back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say, Ha Sung Jin was like 7'3". So there is that caveat. Mm-hmm. But at fewer points in my life had the super distant, impossible dream of the NBA felt more attainable. Sorry, Ha Sung Jin, wherever you are. But, so yeah.
Shade.
Yeah, it was rough. But, you know, we got to get to the main point here, because again, James Harden was on a rampage all summer.
Yeah.
One of the most legendary press conferences, whatever events it was, just doing a stop promoting all the business in China. And for some reason, it's like, I'm going to record a press conference in what looks like basement of a warehouse.
Yep. I remember that.
Just be like, Daryl Morey is a liar. Like, they've called this man the greatest trade requester of all time. I mean, I don't think there's a competition.
I mean, teams in this short span of time.
But also just the way.
Yeah.
Like, this man is an innovator. Like, Daryl Morey is a liar. Just, I want to use that.
Yeah.
I want to use that in all my negotiations. But before that, there was the quote-unquote pulling out the fat suit in Houston.
Yeah.
To get out. Or actually, no, that was two trades ago. Excuse me.
Yes.
I feel like he was vindicated for leaving Brooklyn because that turned out to be a mess. And
mm-hmm. That
Kyrie Irving guy had some controversies.
No, how it goes. Classic Kyrie. Yeah.
But yeah, now out of Philly, it's on the Clippers,
mm-hmm.
where you're keeping score. That's Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden.
Yep.
On the same team. I don't know, like, Ado, when you heard that, did you think to yourself, they're going to win it all this year?
No.
No.
That is a terrible... Here's the thing. And we've seen it. I at least remember... That's too many big heads on one team. The only like person who has their head on their shoulder sometimes is Kawhi.
Mm.
So it's like Paul George thinks that like Paul George is still good, but like Paul George thinks that he's a player sometimes that he's really not. Russ is not where he once was. James Harden is not where he once was. Like Paul or Kawhi keeps getting injured. Like this team, as much as I think, and like we've seen it, they're losing. They've lost a few games from what I've seen. Like, I don't know what their record is exactly right now, but like in full, like this team is not, they're not, I don't think they're going to take it all the way. And maybe I'm eating my words by the end of the season, but nah. The Clippers, and they're on the most unlucky NBA team known to like human.
Also
like,
that.
They're not going to win a ring this year, in my opinion, at this point.
I was watching someone talking about just like the Clippers curse over the years, because everyone used to think it was just like, it's Donald Sterling. Mm-hmm. Like you have just a mask off racist owner who's also incredibly cheap as an owner.
Right.
And that was like the thing of the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
Like the stories of him just like saying racist shit to like Baron Davis from like the front row.
Right.
You know, just the way he treated Elgin Baylor as like the GM of the team. Mm-hmm. All this is, you know, well documented, but yeah, they got him out of there. And then turns out, was it that 2016? They're up 3-1 on Houston.
Yes.
Gonna make their first conference finals ever as a franchise.
Wow.
And it wasn't just that they blew it. It was like game six. They're down by like 20 going into the fourth. And James Harden, you know, James Harden on Houston at this point.
Yeah.
In like, in theory, the peak Harden days, right?
Yeah.
And like, he's on the bench. They're getting blown out. It's over. And suddenly, Corey Brewer and Josh Smith are just hitting threes. And like, James Harden, they make the full comeback in game six, win it with James Harden on the bench with a towel on his head.
Yep.
Like, and again, you can't blame Donald Sterling for that. That was all Doc Rivers, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan. And now they're up what? 3-1 in the bubble on Denver. They had double digit, like 15 to 20 point leads in all those last three games. Blew them all. And, you know, the famous one from that was it Lou Williams? Lemon Pepper Lou.
Yeah. The boy.
Stepped out to go to Magic City.
And yep.
We will never forget. We will never forget.
My boy had Lemon Pepper Lou. He had to. He did what he had to.
Next year, they're like, what was it? Yeah, they're beating the Jazz. They're on the way to the conference finals. Kawhi messes his knee up.
Yep.
And, you know, they get to their first conference finals, but that's a wrap.
Yep.
And then just injuries these next couple years. And now, we are here.
We're here now.
With James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard. And I'll just say this because I have a lot of people in my life who are Kawhi Leonard haters for reasons I don't get.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mac and I had a little bit of this conversation on a previous episode of the Bruce Poinsett Show. Go back through the archives.
Yeah.
Do that for yourself. YouTube.com/Bruce Poinsett. But I just don't. This man, like, never mind his game is great when he's, you know, healthy. But,
right.
You know, you can't control that. But also, I'll just keep saying, this man is a joy to watch in how much he annoys people.
By not doing a thing.
Oh, he doesn't, he's not expressive enough. Do we need more people
right
in the interviews just saying things just to say things? Do we? Like, he's efficient. Yeah. I appreciate it. He doesn't have emotion. I mean, I would argue his lack of emotion is an emotion in itself.
The most emotion.
That, was it that fun guy clip from Toronto?
I'm a fun guy.
The awkward laugh. That's amazing. That is great TV. That is like, because people complain a little bit similar about Jokic. And I'm just like, I want that team up movie.
Oh,
I want
that sitcom. I would love it. Jokic just gives, okay. Kawhi just gives that he's awkward. Jokic gives that like he just cares about basketball. Mm. Like Kawhi, I don't think Kawhi hates doing the interviews or nothing. I just think he's awkward. Jokic just, I think, dislikes speaking to other people and not playing the game because he knows how good he is.
You know, I might have to end my war with Jokic. Only I know is happening. He's completely not aware.
He's making millions.
But it's like, it's not even just because they won the championship and he is either the first or second best player in the league right now.
Yeah.
It's for that reason of just like the intentional, I hate doing these interviews. I hate answering your questions. While also, because it's not like, again, like he's just so reserved. Like after they win the championship, he's jumping. There's clips of him jumping in, not just jump, like body slamming teammates into excited. The team pool.
He loved it. Yeah.
All summer, you were watching clips of Jokic at random clubs, just getting it in. It,
Having the time of his life.
Yeah. Like, oh, he's not expressive on the basketball court. Again.
This dude does not like media.
We've lived through Tim Duncan. This can work.
This can work. Tim Duncan and Kawhi were on the same team. Like, I thought we liked the players that weren't too extra. Like, I thought this is what we liked. I mean, this is what the NBA likes. Like,
I feel like we're getting into the dynamics of a predominantly white fandom.
That's very true.
Control of, like, yeah, because in theory, the talking point is always, he just sticks to the game. He's great. Except if he just sticks to the game too much, it doesn't give you your interview content. It's like, he doesn't talk enough.
Right. Interesting.
The train, it always comes back there. How does that work? But no, but with Jokic, it's less like every day, like after every game, there's just like one clip, like he had a, like three quarters court, just was it like overhead, just like flip, just on the money, alley-oop.
Yep.
Other night, he's just like, yeah, I'm just throwing it between the legs casually.
Yeah. Just chilling.
Yeah. It's absurd. It's like, I've wanted to hate on the Nuggets and have successfully hated on the Nuggets for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Especially after these last like two series with the Blazers a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It went 7, the other one went 6. Somehow they ruined Dame having a 55 point night that I'm still scarred.
No forgiveness.
You know, but yeah, it's just the Nuggets. Like I want to hate on the Nuggets. Like Michael Malone, the coach. Like, I'm even calling him Michael Malone right now because once upon a time in an interview, he's like, stop calling me Mike Malone. It is Michael Malone. You will respect me. To which I responded to that of like, I will not.
Right.
But you know what? Fine.
You're giving him the respect.
Give him the respect. I will play into the fact that anytime the Lakers do anything, he's just looking for it and being like, now let me tell you why. Why is the NBA not talking about us? Why are they talking about the Lakers? It's like you, like during the summer, you have that moment where, no, he was introduced at the Nuggets parade as the Lakers' daddy. And then LeBron tweeted something after that, but it's like, I feel like I know LeBron is kind of like I'm going to be the center of the universe guy, but
yeah.
If you, again, have yourself introduced at your championship parade as the Lakers' daddy, I'll let LeBron say something in response to that.
LeBron can throw some shade.
And then Michael Malone will come back out and be like, they never talk about us. They don't give us the respect. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. But the Nuggets are good.
Nuggets are balling. Like, there's a few teams I'm excited to see this season. But the Nuggets, like it's hard press. Like it's difficult to think that any other team is going to outdo the Nuggets this year. Like it's difficult. I'm curious because I've only been catching clips and checking standings when I can. How have our Bucks been doing?
Oof, it has been a transition.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like now I still love Damian Lillard. Like it's
absolutely,
it's never going to end, but I can be a little more objective about some of the limitations in his game.
Yeah.
Now that he's with the Bucks. So it's like you switched out Drew Holiday, like one of the best defenders,
great especially
on ball defenders right. in the league. And you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's what I kind of been noticing.
Every time they play against a guard, if they play against like a marquee point guard, those stats, last night, they're playing against Detroit. Detroit is not a powerhouse in the league. But I check in at like the end of the third quarter, Cade Cunningham has like 30.
Dang. Ooh.
Dame has like 12 or 14, mind you.
Oh.
Bucks are down 10. They end up winning the game.
That's good to know.
Dame ends up with 34. Cade ends with 33.
Dang.
Okay. But I feel like that's going to kind of be the ebb and flow all season.
Yeah.
Like the defense, at least from the pieces of games I've watched so far,
Drew is a good. Like they had to, losing Drew Holiday is a big, because from what it sounds, the Celtics are really messing with him. Like, him on the Celtics is a big help for the team, which again, like, interesting to see. Like, again, there's a lot of teams this season that I'm interested to see where they end up. But the Celtics, for sure, with the added addition of Drew Holiday. And, like, because, again, I haven't been watching Jaylen Brown, but they expect Jaylen Brown to be this top-tier player this year because they gave him one of the biggest contracts ever. I feel like the Celtics are also an interesting team in the East to see what they're going to pull off or what they're going to do.
I mean, the Celtics, I would say, again, it's, you know, it's November 9th.
Right, but, right. We're early.
But, yeah, if you're talking about who's my favorite to come out of the East based on sort of like a small sample size early on, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like the Bucks are going to get better.
Agreed.
And also just again, like, even if all these are close games, like, part of that is by design. Like, if you do have someone like Damian Lillard, you're like, he will get, cause like they're playing the Knicks last Friday. Mm. And it was like, you know, Jalen Brunson was just cooking them.
Yeah.
But end of the game, Dame gets like three stops, which yep. as a Blazer fan, I've seen this where it's like, yeah, most of the game, it's not going to be, it's not Drew Holiday on defense. But once you start like targeting him personally, and especially when it's like the game is really on the line,
yep.
he'll get you a few.
He'll get you in there.
He might take a charge. He might get a surprise block, but we'll get you those. He'll find a way anyway. But yeah, with the Celtics, with Drew Holiday and Porzingis, because that's the other addition where it's yep. like, oh, we finally put Porzingis on a contender team.
Right.
Where he can be the third option. And it's like, okay, he's going against single coverage all game.
Yep.
He's going against, you know, I mean, he's just shooting over most people like chairs anyway. He's got.
As he does.
Yeah, he's got like 35 foot range. Anyway, it's just like the Celtics look.
They're looking scary.
Yeah.
In comparison, it's so interesting to see because like there's a few like all-star teams right now where they like have a bunch of different stars. And it's interesting to see like the Clippers in comparison to the Celtics because I feel like they're pretty close mm-hmm. when it comes to like the all-star teams because it's like, I feel like the Celtics got it the right way. Like they got enough young pieces and solid pieces to where it's like, oh, like Jason Tatum's always going to ball out for you. Jaylen's always going to ball out for you. Like Drew is always going to bring the defense. And then Porzingis is kind of like this, like Porzingis has been kind of up and down, but when you put him on a really solid team and give him the room to like do what he does, now it's a case of like, of course he's playing well. Like, of course he's going to bring what you need him to bring because he has all these other people to back him up.
Oh, he's just going to, yeah, it's scary.
It's, yeah, the Celtics, that's a good team for the East. I feel like, because I don't know, I love to see the Heat coming back every few years. And for all we know, Jimmy's going to take whatever he took over the last playoffs and just skyrocket real quick. But like, I definitely think the conversation. I want the Bucks to get better because I want Dame. I like Dame. I like Giannis. But like the Celtics, they're gunning for something this year. They're coming for something this year.
It's like, because I could see, like as we said again, it's like seven games in the season. Philly's actually on top of the East, oddly enough.
Ah, Philly.
Even after trading, because like they traded Harden for what feels like a bunch of draft picks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Robert Covington and Marcus Morris. And
two good defenders.
Yeah, it's like some pieces, but it's like, okay, they're clearly going to most likely make another move with all of this stuff. So in theory, you're like, oh, they should, as someone put it, it's like it's been like addition by subtraction.
Yeah.
Where they're just cohesive now. They play defense. Tyrese Maxey is like, he finally has the ball in his hands and can do what he can do. And then Embiid is still a monster.
He's one of the best players in the league right now. Like, I can see that race is going to be interesting. Those are definitely the three East teams that are like, I give it to, it could be the Celtics, it could be the Bucks, it could be 76ers, especially if they get Embiid, bro, Embiid just needs a player that'll stay, man. Like, someone who will stick with him.
Embiid needed, if they just didn't, they didn't fuck it up with Jimmy.
Right.
That, like, I don't know what I'm saying. Like that Soulja Boy info earlier this week. I was like, no, I don't understand
it. Right.
You had Embiid, you had Ben Simmons at the time when Ben Simmons was
doing good.
Yeah. Doing what he was supposed to do. You had a very solid Tobias Harris.
Right.
You had Jimmy Butler. You had JJ Redick in like the last years of his career, right, averaging the most points ever,
right,
in his career, all on the same team. And you were half a second away from going to the conference finals.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, okay, we need to make a choice between Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler. We're going with Tobias Harris.
The quickness I would have taken. Got to keep Jimmy Butler.
Like that looked bad in real time.
Yep.
Never mind in retrospect, how bad.
Right.
And beating him were there.
Yeah.
To, like, even years after, doing like little subtweets at each other, basically of just like, I don't know, it was like the old like Wolverine looking at the picture. Like,
they could have done it. That team could have definitely done some, but alas, the trade in, sometimes they be making bad decisions. A lot of times they be making bad decisions. Horrific. And that's one of them.
Horrific.
That's a terrible decision.
If I had to, I still think when it comes all down to it, injuries aside,
yeah,
I feel like it's going to be Milwaukee and Boston. And even though the Bucks defense is suspect,
right,
the thing is, like, all they have to do is just keep it close.
Yeah.
Keep it close. Have Dame just go off.
Yeah.
In the end, which is still always a possibility, at least with, like, against Boston. Like, I like those matches because, like, okay, you can put Giannis or Brooke Lopez or someone on Porzingis and actually, like, it's actually a matchup. It's
trouble. Not
Porzingis shooting over a chair.
Nah.
And also, I just kind of want to, someone also scarred from the Hornets, the Pelicans sweeping the Blazers like 5 years ago. I need Dame to have that rematch against Drew because,
yeah,
that game four,
it's revenge.
Game four, Drew and Anthony Davis go for 40 plus.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Manny Fresh concert at halftime.
Oh.
I hated everything.
Yeah, nah.
That was so bad.
It's time for revenge. It is time.
Even down the line, shout my guy Tyree Harris, because his Magic are finally like, they look like a real team.
Oh, wow. Wow. I've never been keeping up with the Magic.
I went to the Blazers season opener where, yeah, the Magic just had like a layup. Like, I've seen bad defense in the NBA.
Yeah.
Many a time. From the Blazers.
Yeah.
But this was like, this was special. It's just,
ooh.
Okay, we're going to, it's going to have like a red carpet to the rim. We're just going to have highlights every other play. It's like, you should not be able to, like, that's a layup line.
Yep.
I'm throwing a windmill three. What are we doing?
Nah, they were
dominating. Sounds like
they were struck.
Dominating.
Number one pick.
Oh, man.
That's tough.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a long year, but we already talked about that.
Yeah.
Going to get that number one pick. So let's go. Got to go to these rookies, though.
Yes.
And Wembanyama. Did you expect like this fast?
No, it never happened. Whoa. Both Wemby and Chet are balling out.
Mm.
And like Chet did good. Like they both played well in the summer league.
Right.
Like, but that's expected. First, like both really like young. Was Chet second pick or first pick?
Question. Let's see.
That's where the, yeah. While you look, but like this summer league, people will ball out in the summer league and you won't hear from them for a while. Like I think that was Kevin Knox at some point. Like Kevin Knox did really good in the summer league and then like stayed quiet for a bit. We're talking year one. You have Wembanyama versus like Kevin Durant and he's looking like he's holding his own. Like what?
I play basically, this is like two games in three nights.
Right.
Against the Suns. First game, it's like a big comeback in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Including like this big Wemby tip to put it over. Okay. You're thinking, okay, that's nice. Mm-hmm. That looks good. That's going to be great for the future. He comes back and drops 38 on them.
Right. I was like, bro, you're a rookie. Chill.
He's crossing people over again, like 30 feet from the basket and pulling up for three.
Yep. It was, watching him play is crazy because it's like, it's one of those situations where it's like, you know, like people will see a big player on the court and be like, oh, that's not fair. What's not fair is a big player who can move like that. That's crazy.
He's going to go like, he's going to fill out.
Yeah.
Like, wait, this is version one.
Yep.
Super skinny Wemby, mm-hmm. whatever. He's not going to, I guess there's a possibility of like, everyone remembers looking at Giannis in his like early years.
Yeah.
Like that, I don't think he's going to fill out like that.
Yeah.
But if he's just like KD right now, or like Kevin Garnett back when he just finally like really fell into it, like they looked skinny.
Right.
But it was like,
they were strong.
Yeah. And you can look at the way they move people on the court and it's like, okay, there's something in there.
And already it's not even the fact that Wemby isn't strong. Like I'm seeing clips where he's pushing people aside, dunking on them. Like, it's like, oh, someone like bro is still like a very strong player. Like I'm seeing him do blocks. I ain't seen nobody do like this is crazy.
Oh, that's that clip in a preseason where he just gets a steal from like just reaches his arm out. Like it's like 10 feet away, basically. Like you should have no ability to make a play on that, but
did it.
It's crazy.
It is a time. Definitely. I think, look, if he stays healthy the rest of the year, like as much as I'm like, I am a Thunder fan. I love to see my boys. Love to see that we got some help. And Chet is a funny guy. Chet is a hilarious person to see. And Chet, I'm rooting for you. But if Wemby keeps playing the way that he's playing, the rookie of the year race is in a conversation. Like, what do we, the bro might get, it, like, we're talking, Wemby could be all-star this year. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts. If he keeps on this, like, race that he's going on. And, like, I don't know, it doesn't show any signs of stopping. I haven't heard much about him. Like, it doesn't seem like he's not taking care of himself. It seems like he's honestly, what's crazy about it is like with how he's moving, I'm not seeing him like fall a lot. I'm not seeing him like he's staying on his feet a lot. It looks like he's not like injury doesn't seem like it's close anytime soon. Fingers crossed, knocking on wood, but like what?
What do you do with that? Like, cause I'm thinking like, okay, come to these games, he's just going to get some wild, like, flagrant fouls away from the referee that, you know, he's going to, like, Draymond Green is just going to punch him in the chest, literally, or something. And it's like, even then, no, I don't think that's going to do.
It's not going to stop.
That's not going to do what it's going to do.
Yeah, no.
Like, I mean, watching that Phoenix game again, it was, like, crossing people over, just shooting over everyone, because of course he can. And just like, like this man might actually break Will Chamberlain's scoring record. I mean that is a wild prediction, but also you watch that 38. You watch even in the games where it's like his first game, it's like three quarters, nothing.
Right.
And just goes off like for these runs.
Right.
And that's not having the body there, being 19.
In year one. Oh my God.
And he's got Greg Popovich.
Oh, it's over. God, yo, the Spurs, if they keep him healthy, if like, I don't know what other pieces they have because DeJounte Murray got moved, right?
Right, yeah. They got, what's his name? Devin Vassell, Sochan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that. It's funny because like watching some of those games where I feel like someone described it as like, they got a lot of players with main character syndrome that don't realize you get the ball to the big man.
You got to give that ball to Wemby because he's going to be your leader. But
they also need that, though. If like you need some of that, like, he needs some of that humbling of like, okay, they're not just going to bow down to me. I'm not the anointed one here, even though he's definitely the anointed one.
He is.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah. No, this is about to be interesting seeing, I don't know, they're, like, we've talked about people and, like, their talent and stuff like that. Like, obviously, everyone, like, I remember when Ben Simmons was coming in, everyone was like, he's next up. Or, like, Lonzo, everyone's like, he's next up. Like,
Zion,
like, LaMelo, like, I can name people after. And not to say none of these people are playing good. Like, I know LaMelo's balling out. LaMelo's on his way. Like, there's a lot of people, I don't know how Ben's doing, but, like, there's plenty of people that have been in this conversation that haven't proven themselves, but have just, like, still been, like, they're still stepping into the game. They're evolving as rookies do, as young players do. This is one of the first times I've seen a young player step into the NBA and just, like, immediately. And this also, I'm going to extend that to Chet, too, because it's, like, I'm seeing how bro's points per games, like rebounds, like they're both very well-rounded players. Like, I understand why the rookie of the year race is the way that it is, but it's, come on, man. Like, Wembanyama, like, if he can keep this up, and I'm feeling like he can, this is going to be a show. Like, it's a movie. It's a movie.
It's like, yeah, with him and Chet, it's like, it's not just the stats are great.
Yeah.
Especially for rookies. But like, oh, you look at the way, like, they have real respect out there already.
Yep.
7-8 games in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they move, like, okay, they know they're supposed to be here. And it's fun to watch.
It's fun.
Admittedly, as a person who's like, I was hoping, you know, Scoot might make a run in the early season. That tempered our expectations.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get there. Scoot's going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen some people, seen some bad Scoot memes out there.
Dang. Not doing Scoot dirty.
But, you know, it is Portland.
Yeah.
It's Portland. I'll say this, I was asking you offline, but what do you think about this in-season tournament?
In-season? So I don't know much about it. What was the deal with the in-season tournament?
Right. So basically, and the games are not even like all together. So it's like last Friday was one. Maybe this Friday? Another one? I don't know. But like, it's in-season tournament. You have like these different pools of teams. So it's like the Blazers are with Memphis, the Lakers. It was a rough draw, I remember. But you got like pool play, and then most of these games count as like regular season games, except for like if you get to the championship, which would be played in Vegas, then that won't count. So you get, from a players' union standpoint, it's like, oh, so we're playing an extra game that doesn't count towards the season, but there's also like a big payout.
Okay, real. Let's
see what is the NBA in season tournament
interesting
payout? Because I feel like that was the
incentive.
Yeah.
At this point, this is interesting. An in season tournament,
and like the thing that I just noticed because I wasn't following super heavily, but yeah, they just, you know, they got like the commercials with what's his name from The Sopranos,
The main dude from The Sopranos?
No, I can't remember. It's Michael Imperioli, but I can't remember the character's name for some reason now. They have this like Ocean's 11 commercial of like Draymond and DeMar DeRozan. Yeah, and then Michael Imperioli is like, "You're all playing for the chip," and whatever it is. They've got these just right courts.
The courts, yep. I've seen those courts online. Okay, so I was sitting here thinking like, oh, like these new courts are so interesting. I thought, but it's for this in-season tournament.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they got these bright courts. They've got it's funny just like listening to, you know, all the basketball podcasts, just like with Bill Simmons and then talking about like the Clippers, for example, how they like, why is there a trophy in the middle of this Clippers court? They have not won anything. They
never won a trophy.
this feels inappropriate.
Yeah. I don't know if they deserve that necessarily.
But hey, it's, you know, it's aspirational. It's flashy.
Right.
I'll give the NBA this. Like if you're doing the marketing, you're doing the, you're just trying to drive up excitement. You have the flashy courts, you have the commercials, you have this incentive. Because honestly, whereas I feel like from a labor standpoint, it's like the possibility of one more game, but you get paid if you do win it. So sucks for whoever gets to the championship and loses.
Right.
But
they probably are also getting paid though.
True.
Like, so
like the salaries, again, I feel like, you know, it's an entertainment league. You know, you're making what you're making for a reason. So I'm not going to be mad at NBA players, but you know, that one, you get that one.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just,
who's winning at this point?
Like who? So I feel like if it's, cause I did in the WNBA and it was like, I feel like it was the Liberty and the Aces, which ended up being the championship.
Yeah.
Anyway, except the Liberty won the in-season tournament and we saw they did not win
in the finals.
They did not win the finals at all.
Yeah.
So it's like, I could see, you know, just for our conversation earlier, like I could see Denver and Boston.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Maybe it's Denver. Ooh, maybe it is Denver and Philly.
Also fun.
It's like, I will take a Jokic versus Embiid fake championship.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
I mean, I'll take that for sure. Like it's fun to see that they're trying something new that like gives other players the opportunity to shine like this early in the season. Mm. Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah. And the Blazers they're 1-0.
Oh, okay.
Granted, it was against the Grizzlies.
So the Grizzlies are struggling right now.
Yeah, it's tough when your star is suspended and all your centers are either injured, like for the season, or they're Jaren Jackson. They get like 3 rebounds in a game while being Defensive Player of the Year. Those things don't add up. Even though I like Jaren Jackson as a player, but
yeah,
we gotta talk about those rebounds because I'm very confused.
He's gotta pick up his rebounding game for sure.
But yeah, it's an interesting new wrinkle. It's something new.
Yeah.
Ish. Again, they tested it out in the other leagues. Just the Blazers one was funny because it was also like plaid night. It was like all like Dr. Jack Ramsey tribute. Cause they just had like they had this video from the beginning of the game where they have can't remember names for hell today, but yeah, this is how the mascot come out and this whole plaid thing just going nuts with the flag on this bright red court and everything. I was just like, this is the in-season tournament in a nutshell.
This is hard to see. This hard to watch tournament, I see.
Yeah. So
we're going to have to see. That's interesting. I saw all the marketing and saw all this stuff and I was just like, oh, look at this fun NBA commercial. Oh, look, new courts. How interesting. And now it's a tournament.
Yeah. To be seen.
Yeah, to be seen. I'm going to definitely watch the finals. and like semis and stuff. But just see, I just want to know who makes it and like see what we're looking forward to the rest of the year.
Right. Speaking of which, before we wrap up, we got to talk about the center of the universe, Mr. LeBron James.
Yeah.
Mr. I stand with Israel. LeBron James.
Our boy.
Honestly, like, I just made the pledge. Anytime he gets dunked on, I don't care if it's by, like, Grayson Allen, free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
Every time. Anytime something happens. And I'm saying this is, like, a guy who's generally, like, been a LeBron fan, LeBron defender. You know, I remember when the decision happened and people got a little too excited about hating on LeBron. And it's like, oh, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Nope. We're not doing that.
Right.
But still, Lakers are, what are they now? Are they?
They are struggling is what they are. That is.
Yes. 3-5.
Oof.
And, you know, all offseason, we're like, damn, look at the Lakers moves. They filled out the team. And granted, again, 4 games into the season.
Right.
Lakers started out like 2-12 last year or something like that. So it could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse. They're starting okay. They're not at the bottom. They're not the Grizzlies, but yikes.
But even with that, though, I'll say LeBron in year 21, leading the team in scoring.
Yep.
Which is absurd. Absolutely absurd. Like Anthony Davis, you're there.
Working with LeBron changed him. We know it.
Like, how does that? I mean, I know how it happens. LeBron is pretty good at basketball, but
right.
Also every LeBron James team or every team LeBron James is on is a LeBron James team.
Yeah.
From year 1 to 21.
Mm-hmm.
That. See, in my mind, I was like, just throw out some wild conspiracies, but we're
gonna leave
stay
it
above board.
We're gonna leave it.
It might. I mean, to be fair, like he actually does spend like $1 million on just like repair and recovery.
Yeah,
like has a hyperbaric chamber at his house for after games. Oof.
Not LeBron James.
That is. Yeah. But yeah, the good news, Lakers, at least for now anyway. Not doing too great.
Not the greatest.
But
continued, like, I don't know. Now it's really interesting to watch the Lakers because like we know they did great in the bubble. And then now just like kind of watching them slowly get worse and worse season to season is just like, again, it goes back to the whole, like LeBron tried to play with the whole league. He tried to fix the whole league in his favor. And now it's not helping him out at all.
I mean, they got to the conference finals last year. Like they made a run. Let's say with LeBron, like, yeah, someone's pointing out again on one of those like basketball podcasts that's like, this is actually the longest, aside from his first stint in Cleveland, that he's been with the team, which feels
weird.
Right?
That's strange.
It's been 6 years with the Lakers? Really?
Dang. It has.
Yeah. Granted, think about those teams for a minute. Like that first iteration with Lonzo, Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma. Trades them off. You know, gets Anthony Davis.
Right.
They win. And then this iteration to now where you have the emergence of, well, you did have the emergence of Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
And I feel like my skepticism from last year is finally like paying off for a little bit. So, because I was like, he's going to regress to the mean. He's going to regress to the mean. And then suddenly he's in the playoffs hitting big shots against the Grizzlies. I am him. And it's like,
hold on.
We don't
slow down.
But then he kept doing it for most of the rest of that run. And it's just like, I guess I'm going to have to eat this. until this season.
Yeah.
So we can hate again. It's lovely.
Yeah. We're back. We're back on it. Back on the train.
Right, right. But yeah, no, I mean, they probably get together, but like the West is just, that's stacked.
West is stacked. Like, even like I was just checking the standings, the fact that the Timberwolves are up there, like Anthony Edwards has been balling. Like, that's really good to see too, because I like him. I've heard talks that they might trade Cat, which I think might be good for the team.
They try.
They'll try.
They have tried. I mean, they were talking about moving him to the Blazers in the summer, and
yeah,
there's like, no, we will not do this. I mean, Anthony Edwards, he might just be stuck. He's going to have to figure this Cat Gobert thing out.
Yeah.
And just, he'll ultimately in the long run be like, oh, that really made him grow as a player. That made it.
Yeah.
Again, as one of the podcasts was putting it, just like, you really have to draft a big brother for Cat? How does that work?
That's crazy, but facts. Yeah.
But yeah, like only people, again, Blazers probably not serious in the West.
Yeah.
Memphis might keep losing to the point where they can't be serious.
Mm-hmm.
But even Houston. Like, have you seen right. Dylan Brooks' shooting numbers this year?
I have. Dylan Brooks is looking good. And they have a bunch. Like, they got a young core as well.
He's shooting 54% from three.
That's crazy. And last year, dang, I bet you the Memphis Grizzlies are regretting their decision now.
It's funny. Like, oh, no, because Houston blew out the Lakers last night.
Yeah.
And you see that clip of... yeah, Brooks and LeBron just staring each other down. Standing in front of each
other, yep. Nah.
You know, we thought, or no, that was offline. I was going to say, because, yeah, this is the Ime Udoka comeback.
Yep.
In Houston. Not a... No, we're going to leave that alone. We're just going to leave that.
I was so ready to hear the finished thought, but you know
what? Nope.
We're ending it there.
He may, you know, keep coaching.
But no, the West?
We'll pull it back. But no, the West is wild. You've got basically everyone playing for it, except us.
Yeah.
In the East.
I have faith in the Pacers. They got some good pieces there. Let me go back to the standings here.
They're four now.
Yeah.
Again, in a bunched up thing. I know what Toronto's doing. I feel like they're in that middle place where it's like, I say this as someone who's like, never trade Dame.
Right.
Keep going for years. And I'm like, Toronto, it's time to move on.
Yeah.
Because that's how sports work.
We
be wanton, casual with everyone else. Y'all Wizards will be funny. Kyle Kuzma, Jordan Poole. It's the entertaining 1-2 punch.
That feels like such a duo. I feel like if anything happens with that duo, that would be cool. Because, you know, like it would be nice to see them succeed, but they're also two absolute goofballs. So, like, who knows?
Success is not happening.
Shaq
and Fool highlights
is what's happening,
and they will be glorious.
Yeah,
glorious Shaq and Fool moments, and occasionally Jordan Poole will be like, "I'm gonna just give a team 50."
Yeah, it'll happen sometimes, but not this season. They need help. The Wizards need help. Where's John Wall right now? Is he a Rocket still?
I feel like he's out of the league.
Dang.
Let's see. What is John Wall doing?
Because I know he keeps getting hit with injuries.
Yep. American professional basketball player who last played for the Los Angeles Clippers. He could still be like. Nope, can't. Not going to suggest veteran backups for the Blazers. We can give these young guys time.
We gotta give this team. We gotta give our team some time.
Yeah. So we gotta wrap this up with just 8 games into the season.
Yeah,
and we're totally holding each other to this. Pick a champion.
Champion. Yes. I'm going to say it. Nuggets. Safe pick. Very safe pick. But Jokic is elite. Jokic is probably the best player in the league right now. So I think based off of that and based off of how they play, Nuggets. How about you?
Reason says the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
I look at those matchups in the East. They play Philly, I'd take the Nuggets.
Yeah.
They play the Bucks, take the Nuggets.
Yep.
Boston is interesting.
Boston is interesting, yes.
Because, like, they can't actually do anything with Jokic.
Yeah.
But the way they could guard, like, I'll take Drew Holiday guarding Jamal Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamal Murray is great, but if I had to pick someone to slow him down, that works.
Yep.
And it's like, you're going to have to, at some point, probably make Jokic guard Porzingis.
Absolutely.
And that's, I don't think that's going to work out well for Jokic.
That could be interesting, for real. Porzingis can be quick.
Like, on the flip side, again, they will not be able to do anything with Jokic guarding him.
Yeah.
Like, Al Horford, God bless his soul, but that man is old.
Yeah, he's older.
It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Porzingis is just, he does not have the extra 150 pounds he needs.
Yep.
And I won't be able to do anything about that, but, ooh. No, I will not pick Boston. I have principles. I have principles of consistency. Damn it, I'm going to have to pick the Nuggets after.
Yeah.
This is how much I've come around.
I'm not excitedly picking the Nuggets, but the Nuggets probably.
Years of hating the Nuggets. And yet, if I had to pick a favorite, it's kind of them. It's
got to be them.
Oddly enough, you know who's number two in the West right now?
Wasn't it? It was someone. Ooh, who was it? Dallas.
Yeah. Again, we're early in the season. Things right. change. Blazers were like number one in the West at like some point, or number two, maybe last year, later than this.
Right.
But also, it's a curious one.
If Luka can hold it down for a long enough time, then like, pro that.
That would be Luka, Kyrie, got Grant Williams.
Wow, I forgot Kyrie existed. I forgot he still played basketball. Wow.
And very well.
Yeah.
Very well.
Well, if they can keep it up, hey, more power to them, I guess. Not my favorite for the West.
Oh.
I would love to see, this is very not me. I'm going to say something crazy because I haven't been a Golden State fan. But I would love to see Golden State take it all the way because I want Chris Paul to win a ring. Done and final.
Ooh.
I just like Chris Paul. I've like partially, I know he can be a douche sometimes. I know sometimes he's a little bit cocky, but he's been in the league for this long. Like he beat out most of his friends. He just needs to get the ring and go.
That is there was a lot of places I was expecting this conversation to go, but like wanting like a feel good story for Chris Paul. That is,
yeah.
I can't join you on this. That's on this okay. path.
That is
but,
okay.
But I respect it.
Mm-hmm.
I respect the desire.
Yeah.
For, you know,
it felt better when it was on the Suns. Cause like Devin Booker's cool. And like sometimes Kevin Durant is cool. So I was like, oh, yeah, this could be cool, but now it has to be Golden State.
Oh man, like I feel like Golden State when they get it all together, they'll be in the running, but we can't We can't have a happy ending for Chris Paul. He has punched too many people in the nuts. That's true.
He has.
No.
He's bitter. He's a bitter man.
We need him to be on a team where he has to like be humble to Steph and Clay.
Yeah.
And Draymond, I guess.
Yeah.
And two, to lose.
Yeah.
It is not the spring in the NBA about disappointment for Chris Paul.
That's true. They're probably not going to make it past Denver, to be honest.
Yeah. And on that note, we don't wish injury, just disappointment on Chris Paul.
Are we good?